And hello and greetings to all of you Let's Do It Radio listeners. And thank you for joining us where we have listeners worldwide listening on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under the banner of Let's Do It Radio. I welcome all the first-time listeners here and abroad. Today is Friday, May 7th, 2021. And I am Miss Inez, your hostess for the evening, and CEO and fashion designer of Anaisako Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And we have the guest speaker, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, out of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing to us Vibing with Vitiligo for the Vitiligo community on the topic of vitiligo and drug and substance usage. If you have a product or business, you can bring it to Do It All in the Mall, where all of the listed entrepreneurs can be found under the client's carousel on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which has been in business for over 13 years and is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser. And it is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you are, lounging on the beach, in your car, next to your computer while you're quote-unquote shopping through Do It All in the Mall. You can make that difference, and you can help us be successful, not only nationwide, but worldwide. So take a tour and shop. And anyone who has or doesn't have vitiligo can join the conversation today by calling or Skyping during the show to 845-241-9985. Drug and substance abuse and usage is on the rise due to emerging trends, COVID, stress, not being able to do you or to be you. Drug and alcohol abuse can be scary. What's more frightening is when you're the one battling a substance use disorder, which is a SUD, or an alcohol use disorder, which is an AUD, and you don't have a solution to the problem. Here are some alarming stats from 2017. Sorry, I don't have anything more recent from the American Addiction Centers, but they have risen. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 19.7 million American adults aged 12 and older battled a substance use disorder in 2017, and almost 74% of those adults suffering from a substance use disorder in that time struggled with an alcohol use disorder, and about 38% of those adults in 2017 battled an illicit drug use disorder as well. In that same year, one out of every eight adults struggled with both alcohol and drug use disorders simultaneously. 8.5 million American adults suffered from both mental health disorder and a substance use disorder, which are co-occurring disorders. Drug abuse and addiction cost American society more than $740 billion annually in lost workplace productivity, healthcare expenses, and crime related. But if you have vitiligo, where would you fall in those stats? Would it make you any different? Is there a category for you? Do you fall in the same stats? Would vitiligo make you use drugs or any substance on a more regular? Let's Do It Radio doesn't want you to become a statistic. Call us, and you can stay anonymous and tell us your story and how having vitiligo has increased your usage, or if you just want to reach out to us at 845-241-9985, please do. We would love to hear from you.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
This first song I'm going to play is by Chris Calico, and it's called Why Me? And he talks about basically abuse and substance abuse.
It all started yesterday, And now I can't think about nothing. Is it real? I know this can't be heaven sent. Wish I could dream it all away. And now all I need is a drug that can help me make it through another day. Maybe it's just me. It won't let me be.
By Chris Calico. Why me? I'm going to play the short clip on drug abuse, causes, signs, and symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. And then on the other side, we are going to bring in Mr. Perry Whaley, the libel man of action.
Today's topic is drug abuse. Drug abuse, also called substance abuse, is an illness that is characterized by a destructive, patterned use of illegal or legal drugs or medication. The condition affects the person's brain and behavior, such that they are unable to control the use of the drug, to the point that it interferes with their ability to function. The drug user consumes the substance in amounts or with methods that are harmful to themselves or others. Some of the most commonly used drugs are alcohol, cocaine, opioids, benzodiazepines, cannabis, barbiturates, amphetamine, hallucinogens, inhalants, club drugs, and other substances.
There are over 190 million drug users around the world, and the problem keeps increasing at an alarming rate, especially among young adults under the age of 30. Drug abuse can cause long-term damage to the body. Drug addicts who use needles are at a greater risk of having HIV and hepatitis B and C infections. People start to use drugs for so many reasons. Some people start with the experimental use of recreational drugs out of curiosity, to have a good time, or because friends are doing it. For others, drug abuse begins with exposure to prescribed medications from a friend or relative who has been prescribed the medications, particularly with opioids. Over time, you may need larger doses of the drug to get high, and as drug use increases, it may get extremely difficult to go without the drug. An attempt to stop the drug may cause intense cravings as well as getting physically ill. In 2015, substance use disorder resulted in 307,400 deaths. Highest numbers are from alcohol use disorders, around 137,500. Opioids use disorder has 122,100 deaths. Cocaine use disorders has 11,100 deaths, and amphetamine use disorder has 12,200 deaths. Causes. Each drug produces different physical effects on the brain. However, repeated use of a drug can alter the way in which the brain functions, including the way the brain feels pleasure. The addicting drug use causes changes in your brain that interferes with the ability to think, control your behavior, and at the same time, send intense impulses to take drugs. It is because of this change in the brain that it is so challenging for an addicted person to stop taking drugs. Like many mental disorders, drug abuse has no single cause. Many factors may contribute to the development of drug addiction. The main factors are genetics, environmental factors, such as parental abuse or neglect, family beliefs, exposure to peer groups that encourages drug abuse. Other factors that may affect the likelihood and speed of developing a substance addiction may include psychological problems, such as depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, as well as personality disorders. Peer pressure, early use of drugs, unstable home environment, poor relationship with parents, inadequate supervision over adolescents' activities, poor achievement in school. Symptoms: a regular urge to use drugs daily or even several times a day. Recurrent substance use that prevents the user from meeting significant daily responsibilities at work, home, or school. Recurrent drug use in physically dangerous situations. Withdrawal symptoms at every attempt to stop drug use. An unsuccessful trial of decreasing or controlling the use of the drug. Cutting back on social or recreational activities because of drug use. Continual use of the drug, even though the person is aware of recurring physical or psychological problems caused or worsened by drug use. A need to keep or maintain a supply of the drug. Spending more money on the drug, even though one can't afford it. Doing things you wouldn't do, such as going to the extent of stealing to get the drug. Diagnosis and treatment. A thorough evaluation that includes an assessment by a psychiatrist, psychologist, or licensed alcohol and drug counselor may be required for diagnosis. Blood, urine, or other lab tests are used in assessing drug use, but they do not serve as a diagnostic test for substance abuse. Treatment. With the right treatment and support, it is possible to counteract the disruptive effect of drug use and regain control of your life. The primary goals of treatment are abstinence, relapse prevention, and rehabilitation. Treatment options may include chemical dependence treatment programs, detoxification, behavioral therapy, support from friends, family, doctor support groups, or an organized treatment program may help to overcome your drug addiction and stay drug-free.
So let's welcome Mr. Perry Whaley, the Vitiligo Man of Action out of ATL. And he's coming to us with the topic of vitiligo drug and substance use. So I know, well, I won't say I don't know, but I don't want to say this. I don't use substances, and I don't believe you do. So what would you say to someone who has vitiligo, who may be a user?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say good evening. And can everybody hear me clearly, first and foremost?
I'm going to say good evening to everybody. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm going to say good evening to everybody,
yes,
first of all. And it feels good to be it feels good to be stable today, not being on the road or moving around and being at home. So Ms. Inez said it earlier, but it feels good to be back, kind of just sharing some stories, sharing some ideas. But my name is Perry,
right,
and I'm the Vitiligo Man of Action, and I'm out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I support vitiligo. And tonight I'm so always honored to be on the show because it gives me an opportunity to express some issues that I believe that people in our community go through based off of what I've been through. And you know,
okay,
I've been through a lot of different situations. And just like the man was saying earlier, going into where we're going into, years ago, cocaine was an experimental drug for my community, I believe, at one time. You know, even being in college, it was experimental. And, you know, and it just carried on throughout life because it was always a party drug from my perspective. And now this was really without vitiligo, okay? So I won't say that vitiligo for me triggered a usage of drugs by no means. You know, and I don't encourage people to use drugs. Tonight I think it's very important to share this story with people who have vitiligo because from my experience, you could go through some challenging times and it may feel like nobody else cares about you, but if you are feeling good from alcohol or drugs, people connect to you easily because they want what you have, whether you got your face looks different, your skin looks different or anything. They don't care. They just want to be accepted. So you feel accepted sometimes being around those people because you may have went through a period of, I don't want to say depression, but low self-esteem, you know? And we do reckless things when we have low self-esteem. And I'm always speaking the I terms, you know. I want to say it was a low time. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a low time in my life when I did use drugs outside of the recreational usage of being young and doing my thing. You know, it was like when vitiligo, I knew two things. I knew that if I was in a drug community that I would be very visible for the police. I knew that I had to do everything right. Even doing wrong, I had to do everything right. You know what I mean? Meaning, you know, even being in the hood doing drugs or being in a economic social environment doing them, you have to still be in order. You know, but I would say for people who have vitiligo or any disorder, there is a likelihood that you can go into a drinking depression, a drug depression, or any other substance because you get down on yourself and sometimes you feel like you're all alone. But the difference now, Ms. Inez, and before is there's so many support groups that can help people not to do that as opposed to being isolated and you being the only one with it. So for years with vitiligo, we were the only ones, or at least we thought we were the only ones, because there was no social media, there were no people to connect with. If they weren't right in your direction, it wouldn't, you know what I mean? It wouldn't, people wouldn't notice. Mm-hmm. But now,
as much,
there are so many groups and people to connect with, you can connect, and now it shouldn't be that much of a problem for you. But I will say this, that I've seen people be depressed and turn to drugs, not just because of vitiligo, but because of things that aren't happening in their lives. So I don't just want to associate vitiligo with drug use. But my topic tonight was because how many people in our community have really turned to using drugs because they had vitiligo all their lives. And then once they got at a certain point in life when it was introduced or wasn't introduced, why did you use it? Did you use it to get away from the vitiligo? And that would be more or less the topic. Did you use drugs to get away from your vitiligo condition? You know, I'm going to say for myself, it wasn't so much that as opposed to it was just in the experimental ages of it. And that's what it was for me. So the floor is open just for discussion.
And I'm
right.
And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times we do things as an out, as an easy way. Well, I'm going to drown all my sorrows and everything in this bottle or in these pills, and maybe nobody will notice me. Maybe I'll just be able to just kind of slide through life, you know, not noticed, unnoticed. And sometimes when you're under the radar, you know, that's not a good thing either, because then your friends is like, okay, what happened to Jimmy John? Oh, well, you know, he wasn't doing so good. He was on that juice, or, you know, taking those pills, or on that, you know, on whatever. So we need to keep a check on each other, I guess, you know, so that we don't slide down that rabbit hole and, you know, become comfortable in those substances, so on and so forth. And, you know, so I'm glad you brought this topic, because you never know what somebody's going through. You know, and if you don't see them on a regular, you really don't know what they're going through. And since we've had COVID, we definitely don't know what everybody's been going through. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's behind that mask,
right,
type of thing. So,
And drug abuse is a tricky game. Just imagine Michael Jackson. Just imagine Michael Jackson being in an isolated situation where he is in total control of everything. Bring me some drugs. Bring me some drugs. You know, because I don't like what I look like. I'm going to tell Michael Jackson no, and you work for him. You see what I'm saying? So because no one really was close to him in those confined quarters, so he made the decisions on whatever it was he wanted to do or didn't want to do. You know, but the topic is so vast. What I mean by that is,
yes,
people
abroad.
All over the country abroad have used drugs for whatever reason. The reason I brought it up about people with vitiligo, because I remember days when I had vitiligo to its fullest blown, that when I was hanging out with those people, right? I felt a little bit. I felt comfortable because I know that excuse my language. They were a mess, and I was a mess from the outside. So they looked more ugly than I did, I felt, at that point. You know, and I don't want to use the word ugly, but that's the way I felt.
Sorry,
that's the way I felt at that time. You know, but at that time, those people in the street were beautiful because we all was on the same page. You know, we were looking bad on the outside, but in our heads, we thought, we were looking good. You know what I'm saying? So
that was
a time in my life when experimental drugs were a part of my life, and it's not nothing to be ashamed of. It was exactly that.
Yeah.
It was your experience. But the greatest part about it is to see the outcome of what that experience has brought to my vitiligo community and to myself. You know, if I didn't take that journey, I might not have had an opportunity to be on your show tonight
and talk about it. And we do have a caller that just called in, and I'm going to bring them up. The caller with the last digits of 6806, would you please introduce yourself if you want to, or if you can stay anonymous.
Hi.
And how are you?
Hello, this is Denise.
Hey, how are you, Denise?
This is Denise from Philly. Hey. I looked at the topic and I was like, whoa, that's a deep topic.
I'm glad you called in. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. And just kind of in the same vein that Terry is mentioning, what about even using drugs to self-medicate, because sometimes you're depressed and sometimes, you know, you haven't even really been diagnosed as depressed. But, sometimes people have used drugs because they're self-medicating, you know, and, there might be some mental illness going on that they don't even know that they have.
Right.
Going on.
Right. Okay.
And so,
okay.
And then you couple that with vitiligo and you got a
Molotov cocktail
situation. Yeah. You got a situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I'm glad, Denise, I'm so glad you jumped in tonight. So glad you jumped in tonight. Because
yeah, I am too.
In our community, in our community, it people don't know, because I'm going to say for myself, there wasn't anybody to really talk to really even share mm-hmm. that with. And now mm-hmm. we're able to share our thoughts and our feelings with male and female and different from different states, different countries, and people can tell you, I understand, I was in that same situation. But
right.
Our reality is that we've overcome them, and this is why we're here tonight, to be able to talk about these things. And we don't want to have the easy conversations like, yeah, we all are jolly
no.
and happy all the time. That's mm-hmm. not the reality of what we live in. So when we start talking about all the hard stuff, you know, that's when we want people to chime in and say, what have they experienced with this situation? Like, Denise, you jumped
right.
in tonight, and had you had any individual experience with this yourself, or do you know people who have? And that's what we want to hear.
I know people who have, and I know people who've done drugs, you know, hard things, and they didn't even have vitiligo. You know, I didn't choose to go that route. My father put the fear of God in me, and I didn't ever want to face him. I wasn't worried about the police. I was worried about my daddy. And so I never, I think I tried weed a few times, and that's about it. I did not go any further. But, you know, what uh-huh. I was thinking about children who have vitiligo, and period. Tell me if you've seen this. They can be so... when they've been bullied and they can be so, they get mean. They get mean. They can be kind of mean. And I know a member of my group told me, she said, I was mean. If somebody looked at me wrong, I would say, what are you looking at? And call them a name. And,
for no reason.
And,
mm-hmm. For no reason.
But that's because, you know, hurt people. And,
yes.
And
right.
when I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about, so yeah, that's drug use is easy, you know, as you're coming up trying to deal with your vitiligo and depression and being bullied
mm-hmm.
and wanting to fit in
yeah.
and mm-hmm. and take the spotlight off of your vitiligo, you know.
Right.
That,
yeah. Not
that, I can
look
see how
that
can easily happen. Yeah, I can see how that
mm-hmm.
can easily
mm-hmm.
happen. You know, if you and
yeah,
that's why the groups are trying. That's why we're trying to build community. You know,
okay.
today that's why the groups are there for one another, trying to build community. You know,
and
yeah,
have somebody to lean on, because
I was going to say, and help parents with and help parents.
Mm-hmm.
navigate these waters with their children who have vitiligo.
Yeah, because
yeah, before they
question,
get
I know
into
we got a minute
the
before
drugs
we go through
and
it.
The alcohol.
Yeah.
I know we got a minute
go
before we go out to our break, to our next segment. But the reality of it is, what I want to hear when we come back is, even if your friends without vitiligo and with vitiligo, how did you comfort them, and how did you kind of have a conversation with them during that period? Or did you
yeah.
have a conversation, because maybe you were young enough, you were like, nah, it's okay. I know it ain't gonna harm me. It's just fun right now, as opposed to being
mm-hmm.
addictive
mm-hmm.
and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
so it's like
mm-hmm.
on my end it's almost like 6:28. So I know that in 2 minutes we'll be going into a commercial break, and then
mm-hmm.
when we come back, if you have time, I'm gonna hear how
yeah.
you would console a person today as you would have maybe 10 years ago when you were
mm-hmm.
in the world maybe and being partying or maybe just hanging out a little bit. And then when we come back, Denise is going to share with us how she would comfort somebody with vitiligo and without vitiligo who have journeyed down that path of drug abuse. So, Ms. Inez, can you go from here?
I can take it from here.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
Here's to the very first influencer in your life. Mom. This is how mom shines. Find the perfect Mother's Day gift at Zales, the diamond store.
And Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th, so hopefully you have something. But if you don't, you can go to Do It All in the Mall, under the stores, under the jewelry section, and voila, you can find your mom, as she is a jewel, something under Zales. It's just doitallinthemall.com and go to stores, and you could type in Zales if you want to in the search bar, and there you have it. So we'd like to welcome all of you who are listening out there on the topic of vitiligo drug / substance abuse in the vitiligo community. And we have Miss Denise on the line and Mr. Perry on the line. And before we left, we had Miss Denise talking to us, and we're going to have her go into her how she would console somebody. But you all can call us at 845-241-9985 and join in the conversation as Miss Denise did, and we appreciate her. So it's in your hands, Miss Denise.
Well, one of the things that I remember doing with my friends was being a listening ear, being a listening ear and trying and not judging, you know, not, you know, downing them, because Lord knows they're already down. And I remember one time one of our friends' a husband kind of slipped and got off the wagon with cocaine. And I remember, I guess when you do cocaine and then you hide, but then you come down. And when you come down, you feel like a dog. And I just remember him coming to our house, just wanting to sleep. And I remember just, we offered him our couch, you know, sleep on our couch, you know. He said no. He didn't want to sleep on our couch. He went to our basement and slept on the floor.
Wow.
And I just think being there for them, not judging, you know, not enabling, definitely not enabling, but just listening, and believe me, I'm not a professional. I will point them to a professional, you know, to get help, but I just will be a listening ear and just be there for them. You know what I mean? I will give them
food,
you know, if they're hungry, you know, if they need somewhere to sleep, you know, we will give them our couch. You know, just and when they did come out of that, they never forgot the help that we tried to give them. You know what I mean? And that meant so much. It meant so much to them that we tried to help. You know, we just wanted to listen to them, and I just really wanted to understand. You know, Perry, you said that it is a hard thing to be addicted and on drugs, and I agree with that, because my friends would tell me they think about it every day. They think about getting high every day. You know, they don't. This is not a day that they're going by that they said they didn't want to or think about it. You know, and so that addiction is strong. It's very strong, and you just really just want them to help them to have clarity as far as, you know, wanting to be clean and wanting to change. And that's all you can do, and listen, you know, listen.
And you know what, Denise, I think you are actually right on point with it, is in terms of if anybody ever came to you and they were close to you, the first thing you got to do is listen to them and slow them down from that next, from trying to go to that next one. And if you give them 24 hours, 48 hours of being clean, you can then realize that they might be in their right state of mind to really receive what you said. After all the guilt has played down a little bit, because what happens when you use drugs is, and you know you shouldn't be, is guilt and shame comes in when you come to real people, you know. And then, like Denise said, you don't judge them when they come to you, because we're here to build a village of people who can be healthy and be mindful of things. I had my boss yesterday, and this was the owner. He came in and he said to us, he said, I'm going to tell y'all two things. We don't have to give you health care here at this job for you or your family. So I'm going to suggest that, I'm going to tell you what I do, because I almost lost my life by being by not being healthy. You know what I'm saying? And he got millions and millions of dollars. And he said to them that at this time, man, take advantage of the health care that the people are offering you. Because I don't give a dime. And next year, I can't promise you that your families are going to reap the benefits of this insurance because of everything that's going on. But right now, while there is no medical screening for health care or life insurance, you better take advantage of it while you can, because next year it's going to be back to normal. You know. And so my point is, when you're talking to people who have been on a roller coaster with drugs, you just got to invite them into a place outside of, sometimes I'm going to say outside of a group, because you got everybody who goes to groups that, my name is Terry, I'm an addict. And then at that point, they say what you speak is what you become. You know what I'm saying? But the program has on, the program has shown that if you don't use drugs, you will be, you can be normal. You can live a normal life. And what it shows you that if you don't use drugs or alcohol, that you can do it. And then what it tells you mostly is to love yourself and to associate with people. You can't, you can't go to where you can't do what's gonna make you more sicker. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean by don't go to bars. If you go to a party, you might can't stay as long as everybody else stayed in the party, because you might come and say hi and leave, because that could trigger you, or you have to find cleaner parties to go to. And that's what it is. So that's been my experience with people in AA, NA, and all those things, because I think it's just like Denise said earlier, she took the person in and showed them love. So when they were able to come down off of their own journey, there's nothing that you can say to them. They already know they messed up. I spent all my money.
They were great.
I can't go home because I'm ashamed. I had a friend in time of need that didn't give me money, didn't give me conversation, but just let me be able to come in and filter myself out, and didn't judge me for that. And then after they get themselves together, you know what you can say? It's okay to say to a man, you had a pitfall. You had a pit stop.
Yes.
But just look at you now. Yes. Look at you now without judgment.
Exactly. Guys, I have to go. I have company that just pulled up. I didn't know was coming in town, so I have to go. But thank you.
No, thank you so much. And you're welcome anytime. So thank you. Be safe and happy Mother's Day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Okay, that was, thank you. I'm glad you joined
in. Now, let
me
just say, that was very interesting. Very, very interesting, because that's what the kind of dialogue we want, but and we don't want to take up a lot of people's time. We want people to want to be doing or saying what they're saying. Like Denise, she didn't have to chime in tonight. She chimed in because she felt like she had she had something she wanted to say, and we wanted to listen.
And that's
now,
what,
if
that's
you're
it.
Out there and you're listening, and you want to call in, Ms. Inez, how can they call in, Ms. Inez?
The number is 845-241-9985, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, just, you know, be on the line and just say, hey, you know, I'm out here supporting you, so on and so forth. It don't have to be no long, drawn-out dissertation. It don't have to be written down. Just let us know you're out there, and if you need assistance, help, Mr. Perry, you know, you can go to him if you're in the Atlanta area, but he seems to be somewhere everywhere, so you never know where he may be venturing to. But that is the Vitiligo Man of Action. So we just appreciate him, you know, calling in and everything. So he's good man. So
well,
that's where we are.
And tonight, there are just so many different areas we can go in when you start talking about drugs and alcohol. and self-esteem, mental health, because it does not just affect people with vitiligo. So we want you to
no.
be listening. If you don't have vitiligo, we want you to call in and be a part of the show. We really do. And you know, I think Ms. Inez, she's being modest, but I'm going to give you the number again. It's 845-241-9985. Is that correct, Ms. Inez? 845.
That is correct.
241-9985. And call in, people, because I'm going to tell you like this. It's not about your story. It's about saving somebody else's life that might hear your story. And
yes.
if it encourages
mm-hmm.
you to do better, we want you to know that we're here for you. And we want you to know that we have experience
That's right.
in the things that you've gone through. So, like Ms. Inez said, she ain't never did that, none of this foolishness. But I won't be on the same page
it's
as
not
Inez will be on right now. Because because I had an opportunity to be in that arena of life. So I would want to say to people
uh-huh.
is, you know, when they hear you and they see you in what's a product of what God has made you, they think that you never had
right.
any challenges. You know, most people think that. But I want people to know that my challenges to success, I would probably say I wouldn't want to walk in them no more. I wouldn't want to walk in them no more.
Right.
Not for none of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know I would not want to walk in the lane that I was walking in. Because I could have died. I could have been in harm's way at all times. And now here we are today on the radio with a young lady I don't even know in Tampa, Florida, and people all across the country who could be hearing my story
mm-hmm.
and hearing Ms. Inez's
yes.
story about how we survived even just being normal and being around somebody that we love who could have been on drugs or alcohol real bad. And I think everybody can relate to it, Ms. Inez. Everybody can relate to
yes.
it. So this is a topic that is so powerful. And like Ms. Inez is talking about, since we know Michael Jackson was diagnosed with vitiligo, she's
mm-hmm.
going to go into a segment. After we come back, she's going to have a little clip probably for you to hear. We're like 2 or 3 minutes away from going to our next break. And I think she may have some things she needs to say or have a commercial break. But we are so honored, Ms. Inez and I, we are always so honored to be on here on Friday night. Now, it's called
yes, sir.
Sacrificing and dedication because Ms. Inez is very dedicated to what she does. And so I always want to give her, as the host of the show, a big shout-out because she does
Thank
a
you.
Lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to always support the radio station and what they're trying to do because they're doing it for you, 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 and you. That are listening, and it don't cost you nothing. Just check them out.
Sure doesn't.
On Do It All in the Mall. Do It All in the Mall. And I promise you, go to it.
Yep.
It's really simple, and you'll see what they offer and what they're doing. And the bad but good part about it is they're giving this stuff back to the community.
That's what we're doing.
They are so unselfish. They are so unselfish. It's crazy. So that's why I'm on here on a Friday
mm-hmm.
night when I could be doing so many other things. But I feel like God has driven me to making sure that I be obedient to
yep.
a structure. So if I said I'm going
mm-hmm.
to do something,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try to do it as long as God allows me to do it, because I never know tonight who's in the closet using drugs, who's drinking too much alcohol,
right.
who's obsessed with women,
mm-hmm.
and you need somebody to talk to. You need an outlet. Remember, tonight's topic is not just about vitiligo people who use drugs.
It's about anybody.
The world. It's our issues. Anybody. So, Ms. Inez, it is now 6:44, and, you know, you can go to your next commercial break. Let's get that on and stay on schedule. We've got 15 minutes more to go.
Well, I'm going to do the two clips. One is, like you say, the one on Michael Jackson. Oprah talks about vitiligo. And then Jermaine Jackson reflects on Michael's drug use. And then we'll come back after those two short clips.
Well, I think in 1993, nobody knew anything about vitiligo. And the controversy was Michael Jackson kept getting whiter and whiter and whiter and whiter. And nobody understood why. But anybody who knows Michael Jackson will tell you that when you are up close to him, I mean, he has had absolutely no pigmentation in his skin. So you can see all the way through to, you are looking at his veins when you look at his hand. When you look at him, you are seeing through to the blue veins, and they're, you know, very, 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 very apparent. And at first, that's a startling thing, you know. Nobody ever talks about that, but it's kind of, it takes you aback at first. So you're like looking at a person who is almost like translucent. It's like looking through skin. It's like looking through skin.
How often did you talk to Michael?
We spoke to him not that much during rehearsal, but we last saw him May 14th.
Do you know how long he'd been given propofol?
Well, see, with This Is It, there was a lot of footage that was taken out that no one saw, and because that was the edit before the edit. And it's just so much went on, so much went
on. And is that footage damaging? I mean, do you see a guy, you know, in a bit of a daze, a bit of a zombie? I mean, what is the stuff we didn't see?
Well, things that we've noticed, and this is why the defense is going to try to paint my brother out to be a drug addict, and he was very dependent on drugs, and it's not true, because how can someone be dependent on drugs? And just 2008, he was dancing 4 hours a day, and he had a 5-year plan of starting a new life. And
well, let me throw something to you about this. I know somebody who's a very famous TV star, very famous, one of the biggest stars in the world, who's a friend of mine, who takes sleeping pills every night to sleep because he finds the adrenaline is just too much going on. Been doing it for years. That is a form of addiction. You know, I was on Ambien after breaking some ribs for 3.5 weeks once. When I tried to stop, it was like having a form of cold turkey for 2 or 3 weeks. It was, these are strong drugs. Propofol is significantly stronger than anything that this friend of mine takes or that I was taking that time. So if Michael was getting this stuff over a regular period of time, he could still be performing perfectly well. But as you say, underneath it, the damage would be pretty intensive, I would say.
But that's the question. Michael has always had an anesthesiologist around him when he was taking things.
Who knew about the process of knocking somebody out for the purposes of sleep.
Yeah, plus he's lived all this time doing Demerol and sleeping pills and also pain pills, but the symptoms from propofol, it's like no one knew that he was, well, the public didn't know that he was complaining about his body, one side being an ice cube, another side being very warm.
Do you know how long he'd been taking it? Is there any evidence that you've seen?
I really don't know, but
what is the family's belief? What is the theory that you think about that?
Our belief is that we knew he was doing prescription drugs to sleep and pain. And we didn't know about propofol. I just found out about this drug, which I can't even pronounce hardly, but the symptoms, the reason why I want to talk about the symptoms, because if you look at the past tours, we've never heard of these symptoms. The Michael Jackson not knowing whether to go right or left when he comes on stage.
Who was he telling about the symptoms?
No, this
the
is
family?
What. No, these are people that were around him. Him not being able to lift himself out of what five pound prop or something. Him repeating himself and him losing just unbelievable weight. And these are signs of toxic in your body.
Toxic drugs, toxic in your body. Oh, welcome back. 845-241-9985 is the telephone number. You can join in the conversation in the next few minutes if you'd like with Mr. Perry Whaley out of Atlanta, Georgia, on the topic of vitiligo substance/drug usage. And please call us. You know, it's not too late. If you all need some help, you know, there are help centers out there. We don't want you to become a statistic, but, you know, we just want you to reach out to us to be, you know, we don't want you to be a statistic. We want you to live. You know, you don't have to do this by yourself. You can do this, you know, with some help. You know, tell a friend, tell somebody. You know, if you have to, go to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com and send us an email saying, I need help. Or even in the contact us information on doitallinthemall.com and say, hey, I heard your show. I need help. Go to the comment section, do the same. You know, you can leave comments, say, hey, you know, heard your show, so on and so forth. So, Mr. Wavy, what are you thinking?
No, I just think that was a powerful segment by Jermaine and Oprah, because people need to hear that. And this man, like he said, he had doctors there who monitored the kind of amount of drugs that he used and didn't use. So just think about a person who doesn't have those resources of just taking anything and mixing it because it didn't matter, you know. So and Michael still had problems. So just think how strong people are in the street who are always in survival mode, that they still endured all this pain and suffering. And I'm gonna say a lot of people came out of it, but a lot of people died. And a lot of people got mental illness behind that kind of work in their life, meaning substance abuse. So in conclusion to what I want to say is that stories being powerful, hearing words of wisdom, it always comes down to when you get a chance to be clean, you can't make an excuse that somebody made you go do this or do that. You know, the whole dialogue tonight is about being clean and not allowing that vice that made you go there, go back there. You know what I mean? If you were an alcoholic, you go back. If you was a drug addict, why would you go back? You know, some people can use drink and not use drugs. But some people say it's a gateway. It just depends on your mindset and where you are in your life, I believe. You know what I mean? And that's just my own experience with it.
Right.
But tonight, the message is don't even go there if you don't have to. But we got to learn some things in life. And when you're learning things in life, guess what? There's consequences. So there's a consequence. When you see your friends smoking a joint or sniffing some powder and look cool, remember, there are consequences. And when I was growing up, it was the slogan was, just say no. Just say no. That ain't my style.
That's right.
That ain't cool to me. So my thing tonight, Ms. Inez, is not keeping the people long.
Yes,
we want to always stay on time with our program. So if we need to go into a commercial in which Kroger's up next, you can go into that and then keep it moving, going down, because we're right on time.
And I usually, after the shows, I usually play like some music after, just to, you know, let people just shop if they want to shop and listen. So I understand, you know, you up at 7, so I'm going to go ahead and play the Kroger commercial. I just love this commercial. And then we will be back after that commercial.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. All for prices that are lower than low. On food that's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And Kroger can be found on the store section and the food and drink section, I should say, of doitallinthemall.com if you need your groceries delivered. And you can browse while listening to any of our shows on demand. You can always go back and listen to shows that you need to, and they're on demand. And when you shop, we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back into the community. And so we are back on this side of the break. And Mr. Perry Whaley, any of your last words you'd like to say?
Let me see. My thing would be just to love yourself and never be afraid to reach out to people who care about you. Never be afraid to reach out to people who care about you. That's all I can say is if you're going through something and you listen to the show tonight, man, ladies and gentlemen, children, and everybody, talk to somebody about it. Find somebody you can confide in be honest about where you are with your situation, and make it work for you. Because I'm living proof that today I'm even more successful than I've ever been because of my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And your journey could make you the same way. We always got to give back to our community. We got to give back to our village. And Ms. Inez, I just want to say once again to you and Ms. Sharon, thank y'all for giving us a platform to share with millions and millions of people across the country and the world about issues that we are covering. And I could even go even harder in the issue, but it's not necessary at this point in time. And we're gonna save that for when people book us. When they book us, then we'll come out and share all those hard stories that they want to hear. But
hardcore stories.
And yes. But tonight, what we want you to take from this is this here. I want you to take the love that we have for our audience and the love that we have for wanting to help. And that's all I want to lead y'all with tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And as we, I won't say close out because I usually do another about a half hour of music and what have you, but I'm going to play a couple of clips, Why Are Drugs So Hard to Quit and Substance Use Treatment. So I understand Mr. Whaley, he's got a lot of things going on, so I appreciate him always taking the time out of his schedule because he doesn't have to do it. You know, so I just appreciate him taking the time and his stories and wherever he may be in the world, in Raleigh, North Carolina, or South Carolina, or wherever you may be. So I appreciate you. I thank you. Tell your lovely wife hello. And as again, congratulations on the newlywed. So thank you all for joining us. And I'm going to play these two clips, and then we're going to hear some music again from Chris Calico, Stop the World, and that's another good song that he's come out with.
Ever hear someone with a drug problem talk about quitting? And then they try to quit on their own with no help. They tell their friends they've given up drugs forever. It usually doesn't work. Eventually they slip and start using again. Why are drugs so hard to quit? Because addiction is a brain disease. Addiction is when you feel a strong urge to keep taking a drug, even if it is causing harm. To stop, ask for help. Your brain is like a control tower. It sends out signals that direct your actions and choices. When you take drugs, the chemical signals in your brain change. This affects your choices, your actions, and even the way you feel. The part of your brain that lets you feel pleasure can be changed by drugs. Normally, this pleasure center is active when you eat, fall in love, or experience something else you enjoy. After a while, the drug becomes more important. When someone takes a drug, they first feel a rush or a high. But over time, the high is not as strong, and they need the drug to keep from feeling bad. This is what happens when you are addicted. But you don't have to stay that way. Quitting drugs is hard, but it can be done. If you or someone you love has a problem, get help. Find drug treatment near you. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Want to learn more? Find easy-to-read drug facts at www.easyread.drugabuse.gov.
My drinking is a problem, but I don't know what to do about it.
I can't live this way anymore, but I also can't change. I'm stuck.
These pills are the only way I can sleep, but I have to take a lot more now.
My life is a mess. Everything is broken because I can't quit. I don't know where to turn.
These are the voices of people with substance use disorder who need help. Substance use disorder is dangerous because there are so many types of substance use problems. It can be hard to know what direction to turn. That doesn't mean that everyone who drinks or uses a substance has a problem. But if use starts to cause trouble, lives can be devastated. When a substance becomes overwhelming, there are different ways to get help. This help is important, but most important is someone being willing to get help in the first place. Stopping problem substance use alone is very hard and can even be dangerous. Let's take a look at some of the assistance available. Medical crisis intervention. If someone is unconscious, that person needs medical supervision to save his or her life. In addition, drinking or using heavily for a long time requires medical supervision to stop. Suddenly stopping can be life-threatening. Medication-assisted treatment. MAT is monitored by a medical professional who prescribes a different medication that makes quitting or cutting back easier and safer. Rehab, hospitalization, and short-term treatment. Some short-term help can include motivational interviewing or enhancement, which focus on helping people connect and decide on their own reasons to make life changes. Contingency management is also used in group rehab settings or hospital programs and provides rewards for accomplishments during treatment. These are each cognitive behavioral therapy interventions, or CBT, which has been shown to be effective in helping people change their habits and thinking and how they use a substance. Community-based programs. Other types of treatments are peer-based, such as 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. Membership is free with no paperwork and anonymous. 12-step programs have been shown to be most effective when members work with sponsors who are always fellow members in recovery. Maintenance and long-term treatment. For long-term results, working with a CBT-focused counselor can be useful so people can practice new coping methods that become strong self-care habits. For others, continued connection with the fellowship of their 12-step programs helps ensure sobriety. MAT can be used for long-term treatment as well, and it can make all the difference in the world. Short-term treatment that connects with ongoing care is vital to long-term success. Long-term programs work, but only after short-term treatment is successful. It appears to be the two in combination that can really break the cycle. For people who are struggling, there are many effective ways to treat the pattern of use that can feel so hopeless. Asking for help might be the most important step to finding hope again.
And I have some words of encouragement that was texted to me. Someone may need to hear that it's okay and people and resources are available if they want it. People need to hear that the world still cares, at least some do. So this was out to you. So thank you for sending that out to me. And I have this song called, Stop the World, from Chris Calico. It's a good song. I'm going to be playing a lot of his songs this evening. So please, stay with me and listen. I appreciate you. Here we go with Chris Calico. Stop the World.
Upon my face defines the room. There's so much I want to say that I hide from you. And it's obvious it hurts I can make it worse, but I know my limits. Show me a Bible verse, 'cause I don't wanna search, just wanna end it. It's so hard for me to pray, why I sit and wait in a line for change. And maybe you'll relate if you've ever played a waiting game. Now my life is like a merry-go-round, sick and ready to stop now. I can't handle this speed. Stop the world and let me off. Stop the world and let me off. Stop the world and let me off.
Stay here. We don't want you to fall off. Riff Kalika. Stop the world. Just remember, you are not alone. You always can reach out to somebody. You can reach out to resources. You can reach out to us. You can reach out to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or the contact us information if you need to seek help, and we can get you that information you need. But As I play You Are Not Alone in the background, as I say my closing remarks, and then I'm going to play some music on the other side. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valcour Designs. And you have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on and sponsored by doitallinthemall.com, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. And I'm so glad to see that you returned with us. And we say thank you to our guest speaker, Perry Whaley, on the topic of vitiligo substances and drug usage, and to Miss Denise for calling in and giving her vision and version of what she did for someone who was requesting assistance for their usage. And we look forward to you joining us in 2 weeks, of course, as we are back with Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, with Vibing with Vitiligo. And you're always welcome to go to the homepage and look for the Let's Do It Radio banner, which is on the right-hand side on the homepage, and click the picture, and you can look at, you know, episodes on demand, or if you want to see what's coming up, you know, you can always scroll through those of what's upcoming. And there you will also find all of our speakers who you can revisit and click on their picture and see what they do, and what their stories are, and how they can be of assistance, and, you know, maybe even, you know, give them some work. And you can just shop at your leisure through doitallinthemall.com. So as I said earlier, please leave comments on the shows you listen to, or leave comments and say, hey, I need assistance. And as you shop through the mall, which is very transparent, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters, you can change lives. And that's what we're trying to do, is change lives and better lives. And the lives matter. Your life matters. All lives matter. And we're trying to make a difference worldwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. And we can't do this or be successful without you shopping through the mall. And donations are also welcome as well. So you can just click on the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and leave your donation. You got your major credit cards out there. So we take Cash App as well. Or maybe you want to be a guest on Let's Do It Radio. You can contact us if you have a topic for discussion. Or maybe you want to advertise your business by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com. Or complete the contact us information also on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Or you can do the old-fashioned way. You know what that is. You can call us by dialing 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. So please Skype, tune in, listen or talk with us at 845-241-9985 Tuesdays through Fridays, with the following shows during the following time zones. Retired teacher Janice Schwartz, keeping history on live on Tuesdays. Her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern, alternating with Savici Crenshaw, our investment specialist, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Pacific, or 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we had her this week, so next week is going to be Janet. So they alternate each and every week. Wednesdays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough teaching from the Bible, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern, and she'll be coming up this week. And Wednesday, alternating with her, which we had this past week, Why Does Love Hurt? With Stephanie Lott Whitfield, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And hanging out with Sergeant Parks, boy, it was powerful last night. Is America a racist nation? Maybe America is not, but maybe the people in America are. So you need to go back and listen to that, and I think we'll probably be continuing because we didn't get through our whole thing all the way. And his time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And his next show, we're going to be celebrating our armed services. So if you're armed services, please join in with us. And Friday, as you heard tonight, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, with Vibing with Vitiligo, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Late Night with Lee Alston, as you may have heard last week, with Gullah Soul Music, internationally known and talented musician. He plays soul, jazz, spiritual, spoken word, some of anything. And his time is 6 p.m. since it's late night. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Sundays, we have this week, we have our Mother's Day service with Dr. Ralph Still on second Sundays. First Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Still. Third Sundays, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Fifth Sundays, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews, and she'll be speaking this fifth Sunday of May. So please share this information with everyone on social media. As I say, word of mouth, Instagram, Telegram, Telemam, tell somebody, tell plenty of fish, Black People Meet, wherever your social media is, TikTok, anything you have, please put those words of Let's Do It Radio in their mouth and shop through doitallinthemall.com. The bigger the crowd, the more we can do for our communities. So thank you for allowing us to enter your homes or wherever you may be in the listening area of Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. I have been your hostess for the evening, broadcasting to you worldwide. I am Miss Inez, owner and operator of Anais Balcour Designs, and my website is www.anaisebalcour.com, and I am also found on the client's carousel of the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, where as all of our entrepreneurs can be found. Again, thank you for joining Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, for this evening. Vibing with Vitiligo, Vitiligo and Substance / Drug Usage. And thank you for Miss Denise for calling in. And we don't need to judge each other by the color of our skin because, hey, you don't know what your skin may do. You may turn into a vitiligo person, but you want to judge somebody by the content of their character. Thank you again for joining us. This song is Vitiligo by Chris Calico.
I grew up a young choir boy, Christian like Chris is like the last one you ever think to pick a fight. Kids used to throw rocks at me when the bus stops at me. Houses would come running out. Leave my brother alone, she would tell him I'ma kill him, mama. If they send him home again, he yelling I'ma erase at least one of them from the place. I hated to make fun of him cause his face go on and on. Traveling on through adolescence, teach him a lesson, carry a weapon, cause that's the only way to keep him off of me. They teasing me awfully bad, wish I could take off my mask. And I'm asking my mama, why you think the Lord seemed to fit to hit me with this? He can make a different Chris if he wanted to. Cause what I'm gonna do, I'ma tattoo my face and erase this. This is vitiligo.
And life is that for a boy who looks like this. Wanted to fit in this world, but it's just the way.
Oh. one's watching. People stare at Mr. Watson.
But that never stopped him from copping the boxes and was popular. It's over and shit. Colder the older it gets. And sorry, Pop never made it to see his son be the great one. Escape from the place that definitely made him. Look what I did. I made a life, a wife, and a kid. People know me wherever I go. This is Vitiligo. Vitiligo.
What kind of life is that for a boy who looks like this? Wanted to fit in this world, but it's just the way.
This is Vitiligo. Hold on.
Here comes the drop, here comes the drop!
Vitiligo. Next song he has is called Unstable. And hopefully this, you know, the song, you just have to listen to the song. But don't do it all in the mall while you listen to Unstable by Chris Colico.
And sometimes I don't feel good. Not physically, but like mentally. Mentally. It's like I lose myself, like I'm not Chris anymore, like unstable.
It seems like I would've fixed it, but I've been gone for way too long. Put a band-aid on it to fix it, but I'll be barely hanging on.
This is hell, and I need help.
So dark it's like I never see the sun.
It's like I'm dreaming, but feel so real.
And I can't be the only one.
Unstable, yeah. Give me a reason,
yeah.
I keep talking, thinking about leaving. So what?
It's better than feeling like I'd rather be in heaven if it never ran. Either that I added doom to a padded room. Wish I could go back up in the womb if it was any room. Unbirth me, this earth hurts me. Said I'm observed, not a single person hurt me. Up and down like working out and doing a burpee. If life's a beast, then can we at least go surfing?
Okay.
My scruples are gone. I done been around a sumo who pranks a Lulu suit. Pain got me jumping through these hoops. That's why I'm jumping back up in this booth.
So I can figure it out and get it out. Wanna get rid of it, so I gotta let it out. I'm still breathing, but feel incompletely
unstable.
I've been praying a lot lately.
praise
music.
If you need to reach out to God, reach out to God. Do them prayers. Get on them knees. Make them knees hurt. If you have to stay on there all night long until you hear from heaven, but don't give up on yourself. I'm going to just say hello, Walls. Chris Calico featuring Tech N9ne.
Is anybody listening? It's like I'm yelling, but I'm whispering. It's like it doesn't even matter. But it's idle chatter. If you can feel me, hear me out. I got something to talk about. I promise I won't waste your time. Never mind, I'm lying.
Hello, walls, I love feeling. No one's home, and I'm feeling all alone.
Hello,
hello pillow. When I'm high, I still feel low. No one knows
me like my things, but no one answers when I scream.
Hello, walls.
Laying in this bed, I fear me filling my brain with some leads right near. I think if I do this, my head I clear. Or maybe I should overdose on these meds right here. Every time I get ahead, a wall hits me. Fall quick through y'all history. When it came to my artistry, was all iffy. The laws just be raw, this we call shifty. Tall chips to fix me, ball stalled, it be all thrifty. I don't let nobody see my pain behind these walls. Bet this blade will help me see my veins. Cause these walls are caving in and the ceiling's getting closer to me. Everybody is unhappy with me and taking away all my dose of doozy. I feel so helpless and nervous that I will go ill. So freaking real though and spill slow. Caribou coffee trying to stop my Bulu meals. So my grill show daily but nightly tears upon my pillow. Right now I'm real low, so
hello walls, hello ceiling. No one's home, and I'm feeling all alone.
Can you hear me?
Hello bed, hello pillow. When I'm high, I still feel low. No one knows me like my things, but no one answers when I scream. Hello walls.
Look like a party that never ends. I can't tell what's business and what's friends. I think they pretend to like me and then I'm slightly getting thrown off my look. Now why they phone off the hook, huh?
Harder to make it through the weekend.
I try to push it
farther. They act like I ain't peeking. There's no one else to walk to.
I talk to the wall. There's no one else to talk to.
Thank you for joining us on Let's Do a Radio, Vitiligo, for the Vitiligo community. Amen.